Today's daf is Erev and Daf Ayin Hey. We are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, Rifal Mordechai Ben Gittel, and Chaim Naftali Menachem Ben Yendela. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim, Remoisha Chaim. So we're familiar at this point with the idea that not only can one make a Ruvei Chatzeros in order to permit carrying from house to house within one Chatzer, but one can also make a Ruvei Chatzeros to permit carrying from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. If there are two Chatzeros, they're side by side, there's a Pesach or a Chaloin that leads from one Chatzer to the other, the halacha is, if the Bnei Anshei Chatzer decide that they want to make an Eruv Chatzeres to merge these two Chatzeres, this is something they can do, stating that. If they do not want to make an Eruv Chatzeres to merge the two Chatzeres, they don't have to. That's in contrast to your classic Eruv Chatzeres, where the halacha is that if one member of the Chatzer does not want to contribute to the Eruv Chatzeres, it knocks out the entire Eruv. Ordinarily, when you want to make Eruv Chatzeres within one Chatzer, you need everybody to contribute. If there's one person that doesn't contribute, in the vernacular, he assers the entire Chatzer, stating that if everyone does contribute, you can be ma'ar of the chatzer and everybody will be able to carry. What's unique about a Ruvi chatzeros when there are two independent chatzeros is that you have the benefits of a Ruvi chatzeros, but you don't have the downside. If both chatzeros want to merge together and come as one, it's something they could do. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. So if Chatzer A wants to make its own Eruv Chatzeres and Chatzer B wants to make its Eruv Chatzeres, but they're not interested in merging, that's fine. The people in Chatzer A will be able to carry Chatzer A. The people in Chatzer B will be able to carry Chatzer B. If they decide that it's something they want to do, Eichet, that's something they can do. Either way, that's the concept, the basic general idea as it relates to two chatzeros making a Ruvei chatzeros together. We've seen throughout the Masechta that there's a unique subclass in the world of Shtei chatzeros, and that is when there are two chatzeros, but one was within the other. It's Beis chatzeros where Zu is Lefnim Mizu. The Metzius is that in order for the people that live in the inner chatzer to get in and out of the Mavoi, so that they can go to the Rishos HaRabim, they would have to go through the Chatzer Achitzayna. And because the people that are living in the inner Chatzer had no choice but to go through the outer Chatzer, from an Erevin perspective, it was treated a little bit differently. And the reason is because, being that it's inevitable that the people living in the inner Chatzer will walk through the outer Chatzer, so it means on some level they have Schusin. They have what's called Schus Drisas HaRegel. Like there's a concept of ear rights. They have schusim. The schusim are that they're able to walk through the rishus of the Chatzer Achitzayna. They have no choice. There's no other way for them to be able to get into the Mavoi. There's no other way for them to be able to get into the Rishus HaRabim. So it's because of that unique relationship, we look at these two chatzeres that are zu lifnim mizu, not simply as being two chatzeres that are side by side, so that the short answer in terms of how it relates to Erevin is if they want to be ma'arif together, they can. If they don't want to, it doesn't matter. Being that there's more of an intrinsic relationship between these two chatzeros, specifically the chatzer hapnimi has some schusim in the chatzer achitzayna. So from an Erevin perspective, we look a little differently. How differently? So again, we've seen some of the terms already earlier in the Masechta. There's a concept of regal ha'asura b'mkoyma o'yisera shalei b'mkoyma. There's a concept of regal hamuteres b'mkoyma. Could be that too with asur shalei b'mkoyma. The Gemara, in many of the Shveres Sugyas and Masechtas Erevin, quoted Erevin Daf Ayin Hey, and we're about to learn Erevin Daf Ayin Hey, the majority of which deals with the halacha of Beis Chatzeros Zu Lefnim Mizu. Zok Tehillah Gemishnah, Shnei Chatzeros Zu Lefnim Mizu. If there were two Chatzeros, one was within the other. Irva HaPnimis Velo Irva HaChitzayno. If the people that lived in the inner Chatzer made an Erev, but the people that lived in the outer Chatzer did not make an Erev. So the halacha is very straightforward. HaPnimis Muteres, the people that live in the inner Chatzer are going to be able to carry in the inner Chatzer. The people can't that live in the outer chatzer will not be able to carry in the outer chatzer. Very simple. The people that live in the inner chatzer made an Erev, they can carry. The people that live in the outer chatzer did not make an Erev. As a result, they cannot carry. Should we say that the fact that the people that are living in the outer chatzah didn't make an Erev, that should shter the people that are living in the inner Erev? The answer is no. Because the outer chatzah, this is important, klape, the inner chatzah, is just another chatzah. In the reverse, there's a unique relationship. The people that are living in the outer chatzah can't view the people living in the inner chatzah as just another chatzer. Why? Because they have rights to walk through their chatzer. So on some level, they're a mechutin. On some level, they're a bailum. But in the first case of the Mishnah, it was the people in the outer chatzer that didn't make an Erev. As a result, it affects the outer chatzer. That's obvious. But it does not affect the people living in the inner chatzer. What would be if the people that were living in the outer chatzer made an Erev? But the people living in the inner chatzer did not make an Erev. Shtei masuros. The halacha is both chatzeres are going to be aser. The people that are living in the inner chatzer obviously can't carry. They didn't make an Erev. The chiddush is that even the people living in the outer chatzer cannot carry. Why not? They made an Erev. So why should the fact that the people in the inner chatzer didn't make an Erev impact the outer chatzer? The reason is, again, because the people that live in the inner chatzer have some rights to the outer chatzer. And as a result, the people, the outer chatzer, have no choice but to take them into consideration. How does it manifest la halacha? If the people living in the inner chatzer did not make an Erev, it's going to impact the people living in the outer chatzah. Irv v'zula atzma. V'zula atzma. What would be if the people living in the inner chatzah made an Irv? And the people living in the outer chatzah also made an Irv. But they each made their own individual Irv. Again, these are two chatzeres that are side by side. So if they want, they have the option to make one big Irv. They did it. They each made their own individual Irv. That halach is v'zuma teretz b'fnei atzma. V'zuma teretz b'fnei atzma. The people living in the inner chatzah will be able to carry in the inner chatzah. The people living in the outer chatzah will be able to carry in the outer chatzah. Why not? Rabbi Kiva, Yisra, Achitzayin, Kiva, however, says, we know Rabbi Kiva Shita, that the people living in the outer chatzah will not be able to carry, and the reason is shedrisas haregel oisarta, because the fact that the people that live in the inner chatzah have rights to walk through the outer chatzah, that means that the people living in the inner chatzah are considered owners, they're bailim on some level in the outer chatzah, so much so that if they're not mishtatif in the Erev with the people living in the outer chatzer, it's as if a half a chatzer made an Erev and another half a chatzer did not make an Erev. So the halacha is that the entire chatzer achitzoyna is not going to be okay. So the Chachamim said that the relationship between the inner and the outer chatzer is such that if the people living in the inner chatzer did not make an Erev, then it's going to impact the outer chatzer. Rabbi Akiva took it one step further. Rabbi Akiva said, the relationship is such that if the people living in the inner chatzer did make an Erev, but they didn't make an Erev together with the people living in the outer chatzer, that in and of itself is going to be a problem. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, ain't drisa haregel oisarta. No, there's no such halacha that drisa haregel is going to be a problem. So again, the Gemara is going to bring a few other cases now, which are going to mirror the first cases of the Mishnah. What would be if the people living in the inner chatzah made an Erev, the people living in the outer chatzah made an Erev? However, one person that lived in the outer chatzah forgot to be mishtatif in the Erev. So that means, for all intents and purposes, it's not a real Erev. So the halach is apnimus mutaris. The people living in the inner chatzah are going to be okay. They have a proper Erev. The people living in the outer chatzah are going to have an issue. One person forgot to make an Erev, it's a problem. Now, you could be mevatel, but assuming there was no pitel, it's going to be an issue. Min apnimus, what would be if one of the people living in the inner chatzah forgot? Meaning, the people living in the inner chatzah made an Erev. The people living in the outer chatzah made an Erev. But one person forgot, and the person that forgot was living in the inner chatzah. But lo yirev, he wasn't ma'arev with them. Shtei masuros. In this case, both are going to be aser. Why? Because if one of the people living in the inner chatzah was not mishtatev to the Erev, it's not an Erev. And if the inner chatzah doesn't have an Erev, not only does it impact the inner chatzah, but it impacts the outer chatzah as well. Nasnoi rufam b'makam echad. What would be if the people living in the inner chatzah and the people living in the outer chatzah made an Erev together? So they made individual Eruvin, and now they merged together like two chatzeros can. They made an Erev together. V'shachach echad. And then one person forgot to be mishtatev in the Erev. It doesn't matter if the person that forgot was living in the inner chatzah, if the person that forgot was living in the outer chatzah. For lo you, if he didn't contribute to the Erev, Shnei Masuros, they're both going to be Asur. The Gemara is going to explain that. And in the event that the people living in the inner chatzer, and maybe even living in the outer chatzer, were not people, but were rather a person, it was just a yachid living in one of the chatzeres, there too, Einon, Srichon La'arev, they don't have to make an Erev. Meaning, the only time we have this halacha, that if someone in the inner chatzer was not Ma'arev, it impacts the outer chatzer is if there's at least two or more people. But if it was only one person, in that event, it's not going to be an issue. So again, the Mishnah basically told us the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you do the math, it's 7 tsiyurim, but the context is Shtei Chatzeros Zulifnim Mizu. What's unique again about Shtei Chatzeros Zulifnim Mizu? Because the people living in the inner Chatzer had rights in the outer Chatzer. They had what's known as Chus Drisas Aregel. Because there's no way for them to get from their Chatzer into the Mavi, from their Chatzer into the Rishus Aravim. As a result, they had some sort of Schusim in the Chatzer Achitzoyna. Chazal felt that those Schusim that they had was going to impact Hilchas Erevin. How does it impact Hilchas Erevin? So from learning the Mishnah, it would seem it's a Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chacham. The Chachamim say it impacts Hilchas Erevin in the event that the inner Chatzer does not have a Kasha Erev. Even if the outer Chatzer has an Erev, it's going to be a problem. Usually, Shtei Chatzeros that are next to each other, each one could do their own thing. If they want to act as one, they can. But that's just an option that they can exercise to benefit themselves. But if they don't want to, then they certainly don't have to. And there's no halacha that says that what one chatzur does is going to impact the other chatzur. Here we have a special chiddush that if the people living in the inner chatzur did not make a proper erev, it would impact the outer chatzur. Rabbi Akiva took it one step further. Rabbi Akiva said that even if the people living in the inner chatzur did make an erev, and the people living in the outer chatzah made an error, it's still going to be an issue. Because being that the people in the inner chatzah have rights to the outer chatzah, their rights make them a balabas on the level that the people in the outer chatzah need to include them. They need to incorporate them in their erev. And if they don't incorporate them in their erev, it's a halbamaisa. And if that's the case, it's not going to be a good erev. B'loshon Chazal, the respective shitois of the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva was known as the Chachamim hold Regel ha'iseres bimkoima, oiseres shaloi bimkoima. Rabbi Akiva holds even Regel hamuteres bimkoima, oiseres shaloi bimkoima. Again, we've seen this term before, but the makar to this is Erevin of Hayin Hay. What does it mean? Just the Pirush Amilos. Regel ha'iseres bimkoima. If I live in a chatzar and I can't carry in my chatzar, I'm a regal ha'iseres in my chatzar, I live in the inner chatzar and we didn't make an erev, oiseres shaloi bimkoima. Everybody agrees, even the Chachamim hold, that now the people living in the chatzar achitzoyna, which is shaloi bimkoima, klape, this regal who lives in the inner chatzar, they won't be able to carry either. If, however, it's regal hamuteres bimkoima, according to the Chachamim, it's eino yiseres shaloi bimkoima. Assuming the people in the inner chatzar made an erev, the fact that they were ma'ariv together with the outer chatzar, that doesn't bother me. Rabbi Akiva takes it a step further. He holds that regal hamuteres bimkoima is also yiseres shaloi bimkoima. Unless the people living in the inner chatzar were ma'ariv together with the people living in the outer chatzar, it's going to be a problem. So again, straightforward Mishnah. Shtei chatzeres, zu lifnim mizu, amachloikas, Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim, regel, hamuteres bimkoima, oiseres shaloi bimkoima, oyene oiseres shaloi bimkoima, regel, oiseres bimkoima, zicha oiseres shaloi bimkoima. What about if it's muteres? According to Chachamim, no worries. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be an issue. Stating that, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yani. Rav Dimi, as we know, was one of the Chachmei HaTalmud who lived in Bavel. And he went to Eretz Yisrael, he spent some time there, and he was Mekabel Torah from the Gedolei HaMoiram in his time, most notably Rabbi Yochanan, and he reported back in Bavel a lot of the Mesorah that was in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Dimi is sometimes from the unsung heroes in Shas, because we fail to realize how many sugyas are toloi in something that Rav Dimi came back and he reported. Regardless, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he said, "Oh, Rabbi Yanai, I'll tell you what I heard, not from Yochanan, but I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, Zu divri Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is all Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who holds, Afilu regal amateres bimkoima, Aiseres shaloi bimkoima. Rabbi Akiva holds, regal hamuteres bimkoima is Aiseres shaloi bimkoima. Rabbi Akiva also holds, regal ha'iseres bimkoima is Aiseres Shaloi Bimkoima. Meaning Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds that the Chatzar Achitzoyna needs to take into account what the Chatzar Aprimis is doing. Aval Chachamim Oyim, the Chachamim Oyim, Kishem Shiregel Hamuteres Eino Aiseres. Just like a regal Hamuteres is not a problem, Kach Regal Asura Eino Aiseres. So too, a regal Asura is not going to be a problem. Just like the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Akiva, and they hold that if the inner Chatzar made an Erev, the outer Chatzar made an Erev, it's not a problem if the two chatzeres don't make an Erev together, so too the Chachamim hold. If the people living in the inner chatzer did not make an Erev, and the people living in the outer chatzer made an Erev, it's also not going to be a problem. Because they do not hold of this concept of Schus Drisas Aragel. So two things. First of all, where did Rav Yanai see this in the Chachamim? Like, where would he even be coming from? Before we try to reconcile this with the Mishnah. But where did he even see it? So the Rishonim speak out, and it's
a crucial point to really deher the sugya, that it's mashma a little bit that way from the Chachamim's lashon in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah brought the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, so it was the first wide line. Zu muteres bifnei atzma, v'zu muteres bifnei atzma. Rabbi Akiva oyser hachitzoyna shedrisas haregol oysarta. The Chachamim oimrim ein drisas haregol oysarta. Rabbi Yana felt that lashon is mashma ein drisas haregol oysarta. It doesn't matter if it's a regel hamuteres or if it's a regular asura. So therefore, Rabbi Yanai felt that the Chachamim Shita is, no, it's never going to be a problem. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Chatzar HaChitzoyna always has to bavar in the Chatzar HaPrimis, whereas according to the Chachamim, the Chatzar HaChitzoyna never has to bavar in the Chatzar HaPrimis. The problem is, before we see the Gemara inside, Rabbeinu Shalom, how do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah shried that there's a chilek between a regular Yisaris and a regular Muteris. It was very clear. Where was it clear? Let's just see a few of the lines of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah. What would be if the Chatzar HaChitzoyna made an Erev, a Loya Pnimis, but the Chatzar HaPnimis did not make an Erev? So what the Mishnah says, Shneim Asurais. They're both going to be a problem. It's not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that even if they both did make an error, it's going to be a problem. This is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. The next line. Zula Atzma, Vizula Atzma, Zumu Teres Bifnei Atzma, Vizuma Teres Bifnei Atzma. What does it sound like? If it wouldn't be Zula Atzma, Vizula Atzma, if each one would not have made an error, only the Chatzar HaChitzayin would have made an error, and not the Chatzar HaPnimis. It sounds again like it clearly would have been an issue. The end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about where the both Chatzeris made an Erev, but somebody in the Chatzar HaPnimis forgot to make an Erev. It messes everybody up. Who are we going according to? Obviously, we're going according to the Chachamim, not going according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, even if nothing would have been messed up, even if both Chatzeris would have made proper Eruvim, it still would have been an issue. The last line of the Mishnah, if a Yachid lived in the Chatzar HaPnimis, then you don't have to worry about it. What does it sound like? If it wasn't a Yachid, then you would have to worry about it. So again, it's the Mishnah Shurais that there is a Shittas HaChachamim that although they don't hold like Rabbi Akiva to the extreme, they're regular Muteris Bim Koyma, Yisera Shalei Bim Koyma, but at the very least they seem to hold that regular Isura is Yisera Shalei Bim Koyma. But Rav Dimi came back and he said, I heard from Rabbi Yana Nishtazai. He said the only one who holds that the Chatzar HaPnimis could impact the Chatzar HaChitzayna is Rabbi Akiva. But Abba Chachamim, just to read it again inside, Kishem She Regula Muteris Eino Yiseres, just like a regular Muteris, just like when the inner Chatzar made an Erev, it doesn't impact the outer so if it didn't make an error, it's not going to be a problem either. Zokta Gemara firing away with every line in our Mishnah, trying to see if there's any way to make Rabbi Yanai work with the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said, what would be if the people living in the outer chatzah made an error, but the people living in the inner chatzah did not make an error? Shnei Masurois. They're both going to be us. Man, who is the town of that Mishnah? This was the second line of the Mishnah. Elam Rabbi Akiva is going to Rabbi Akiva. My Yuri Regala Asura. Why does the Mishnah have to say that the people in the inner Chatzah didn't make an Erev? I feel a Regal Muteris Nami. Even if they would have made an Erev, if they didn't make an Erev together, it would have already been a problem. Allah Rabbanon. Must be through Rabbanon. Simar says, no. Why Elam Rabbi Akiva? Maybe that line, the Mishnah is really going according to Rabbi Akiva. What's the Kasha? According to Rabbi Akiva, you need to tell me that if the inner Chatzah did not make an Erev, it's a problem. Even if the inner Chatzah did make an Erev, it's going to be a problem. You're right. It's true. However, the Tana of the Mishnah does that sometimes. Sometimes the Mishnah will tell me something that I didn't really have to say. Sometimes the Mishnah is going to build up to a bigger chiddush. So first the Mishnah said, Rabbi Akiva holds if the inner chatzah did not make an Erev at all, it impacts the outer chatzah. And then, not only that, but I'll even tell you a bigger chiddush. Even if the inner chatzah did make an Erev, but if they weren't Ma'arev together, that's going to be an issue. Okay, we can make that work. Tana, what about the next case in the Mishnah? If each one made their own Erev, each one is going to be mutter. Now, time to the Irva. It sounds like the only reason everything is good is because they both made a Reuven. Halloy Irva. If the inner chatzah wouldn't have made an Erev, stay in Masuris. It sounds like it would have been a problem. Now, Zokta Gemara, Vahai Tana, the Amar Regular Muteris, Eno Yiseres, Regular Asura Yiseres. It sounds like this Tana is of the opinion that a Regular Muteris is not a problem and a Regular Asura is a problem, right? That's the deal. If they made an Erev, then it's good. Why? Because it's a Regular Muteris. Had they not made an Erev, the chatzah apnimis, then it wouldn't have been good because then it's a Regular Asura. So we have a Mefurish Tana. L'chura, in the third case of the Mishnah, that holds that a regular asura is a problem, but a regular muteris is not a problem. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is this? Ilim, Rabbi Akiva. He isn't Rabbi Akiva. I feel the regular muteris nami. Even a regular muteris is going to be okay. Elo la Rabbanani. Must be it's going according to Rabbanan, obviously. And by the way, even if you want to somehow fetch and tell me it's Rabbi Akiva, the next line is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues with this. So it's me to say for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's mamish the next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Rabbi Akiva says, even if the inner
Chatzin made an Erev, it's still going to be a problem. So the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva. So if the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva, the Reisha lav Rabbi Akiva, then clearly the Reisha is lav Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, no, you can make this work a doichik, but you can make this work. So we pulled out loizu afsu to answer the first kasha. So what's even better than loizu afsu? So the Gemara says, cool, Rabbi Akiva, really the whole mission is going according to Rabbi Akiva. You can always say, we can make this work even according to Rabbi Akiva. How so? The first line of the Mishnah was that if each one made their own Erev, everything is going to be okay. You have to read the fine print. If they made a daka is like a small little mechitza in between the two chatzeros. If you made a small mechitza between the two chatzeros, even Rabbi Akiva holds that the regular muteris is not going to be a problem. But if they didn't make a mechitza, chitzoina asura, divrei Rabbi Akiva, she Rabbi Akiva, oiseres achitzoina, mipnei drisas, haregel, oiseres, v'chachamim oimrim, ein drisas haregel, oiseres. The bottom line is, we were able to make it work. So the Gemara said that Luchur Rav Dimi seemed to be shver from the second seer of the Mishnah, loizu afsu, the third seer of the Mishnah, chasurei mechso v'achit tani, mitadaka and a mechitza. Either way, Zok the Gemara, but there's another cash. There's another line in this Mishnah that Luchur doesn't shim with Rav Dimi. Must have Rabibi Barabaya. Rabibi Barabaya jumped to the last line of the Mishnah. Tosfos asks why he had to jump so far. But Rabibi Barabaya went to the last line of the Mishnah and says, "V'mayu shal yichidin." In the event that there was a yachid that lived in the inner chatzar, ain't tzrichim la'arif. In that case, you don't have a problem. What's the Pashat Svara? If one person lives in the inner chatzar, how could it be a regular Iseris? The whole concept of regular Muteris, regular Iseris is he has to make sure that he's, if one person lives there, then of course he could do whatever he wants. Then obviously there's no issue, right? So the Mishnah said that if there was a Yochid living there, then you don't have to worry about it. Meaning there's no way for it to impact the outer chatzar. Hashal Rabbim Tzrichim La'arif. It sounds like if there was a Rabbim living there, at the very least they would have to make an Erev, meaning make their own Erev. Alma regal amateras from koimo, eno iseres. Regal ho asura oiseres. You see, clearly there's a distinction between a regal amateras when there's a yachid versus if there were two people and there was no Erev, in which case it would be a regal ho asura. Oh, nachakasha, masav ravina. This one ravina asks, shachat echam and achitzoina. The Mishnah said that what would be if both chatzeres made an Erev and one person living in the outer chatzar forgot? Flo irev. So the alach is apinis, mutez, chatzoina asura. The people living in the inner chatzar are going to be motor. The people living in the outer chatzar will be a problem. Because again, the fact that someone in the outer chatzar made a mistake has no bearing on the inner chatzar. Oh, however, if somebody in the inner chatzar was the one that made a mistake, he forgot. Then they're both going to be aser. And again, the diak, time of the shachach. It sounds like the only reason it's a problem is because one of them forgot. Holy shachach. But let's say he wouldn't have forgot shtei mutaris. Everything would have been mutar, even though they didn't make an erif together. Alma, you see from here, regal hamuteres ain't oiseres. That the fact that they didn't make an erev together is not a problem, because regal hamuteres is okay, but regal asura oiseres. But if one person forgot, then it's going to be a problem. That's not Rabbi Akiva, that's obviously the Chachamim Shita. So the bottom line is, says the Gemara, we were able to be matchik the second seer in the Mishnah, loizu afsu. The third seer in the Mishnah is achsure mechso v'achitani. The problem, however, is there's a fifth seer and a seventh seer, if you're keeping score. It's two, it's three, it's five, it's seven. There's too many lines in this Mishnah. We read the Mishnah, it was very clear that way. We spoke it out about Pev before we saw the Gemara innovating. It's very obvious there's a chachamim in this Mishnah that holds that a regular muteres is not a problem, but a regular asura is going to be a problem. So how could Rav Dimi have heard from Rabbi Yanai that the Chachamim hold k'shem sheregel amuteres eino eseres kach regel asura eino eseres? The whole Mishnah tries not that way. So the Gemara says, "Aluki yaser rovin om Rabbi Yanai." There was another Amayer that spent a lot of time in Eretz Yisrael, and he came back and he reported to Bava what he heard from the Chachmi Atam, the same Chachamim that Rav Dimi was mekabel from, and that was the Amayer rovin. Also, so much of what we have is from the Mesoira that Ravin brought back with him from Eretz Yisrael. But either way, Ravin said, I heard from Rabbi Yanai a little differently. I'm going to tell you what he said. And this is Yagadol of Reyoy. This is going to add the one knetch that we needed. You know Rabbi Yanai said? Gimel machloikis bedavar. Rabbi Yanai said there's three shittas in this sogya. Meaning in the Mishnah, it's mefurish two shittas. Rabbi Yanai's chiddush was, his knetch was it's not two shittas, it's three shittas. Who are the three shittas? Tanakam is Savar, regular Muteres, Eino Iseres, regular Asura, Iseres. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Afilu regular Muteres, Iseres. Who's the third shita? That was Rav Yanai, Rabbanan Basroi, Savri. The Rabbanan Basroi, Kishem Sheregel Muteres, Eino Iseres, Kach Regel Ho Asura,
Enoi Seres. Just like a regular Muteris is not a problem, so to a regular Asura is not going to be a problem. And where's this Rabbanan Basroi? Where's this Rabbanan Basroi? The Chachamim Oimrim. It's the Lashon of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Ein Drizas HaRegel Sarta, which is mashma, not only Drizas HaRegel if it's a regular Muteris, but even Drizas HaRegel if it's a regal Ha'oi Seres. The bottom line is that what we have, Limaskona, is three shitos as it relates to what the relationship is when you have shtei chatzeros, zu lifnei mizu. The outer chatzer can't impact the inner chatzer. The inner chatzer, however, can impact the outer chatzer. How does it impact it? According to Rabbi Akiva, we look at them as one big chatzer. Why? Because they have schus drisas aregel. What do you have to do? They have to be ma'arif together. If they're not ma'arif, the people in the outer chatzer cannot make the nerev unless they include the people in the inner chatzer. The chachamim hold that no, somewhere in between. In the event that the inner chatzer didn't make an erev, yeah, then it impacts the outer chatzer. If they made an erev, the fact that they weren't ma'arif together with people in the outer chatzer, that's not a problem. The third shita is the Rabbanan Basroi, that Rav Dimi and Ravin were mekabel for Rav Yanai. Rav Dimi said it over one way, Ravin clarified it, which made it much better with the Mishnah, and that is en drisas haregel loisarta. The chamol no such thing as drisas haregel. If it's a regular muteres, meaning if the people living in the inner chatzer made an erev, it's zichah not a problem. And the chiddush is even if the people living did not make an erev, regardless, there is no such concept of regel. There is no such concept of regel ha'oiseres. Zok the Gemara vayta. The Mishnah said that what would be if nasnu a ruvan b'makom echad? What would be if the people living in the inner chatzer and the people living in the outer chatzer made an erev together? And they took the Erev and they put it b'makom echad. They put it in a place, okay? V'shachach echad, and one person forgot to contribute to the Erev. Beimen, apim is beimen mechitzoy. It doesn't have to have one person lives in the inner chatzer, or if he lives in the outer chatzer. The Mishnah says, shteyem asurois, everybody agrees, no Rabbi Akiva, no Chachamim, although we'll see in the Gemara. But for now, there's no two shittas. Everybody agrees that the halach is, that this is going to be a problem. So, my makom echad, where was this makom echad? Now, there's two choices. It could have either been in the inner chatzer, or it could have been in the outer chatzer. The question is, was this Erev put in the inner chatzer? Was it put in the outer chatzer? And doesn't matter. Simen chitzayna atzma, the beis yechida, ravina, deloy mashkach bifnim. Amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, chitzayna. You want to know where it was? It was in the chitzayna. V'amayin karolei makam echad. Why would the chatzer ha-chitzayna be called a makam echad? Because it's makam ha-miyuchad l'shteim. It's miyuchad to both people. And being that it's miyuchad to both people, that's why it's called a makam echad. But the bottom line is, the halach of the mission is true only because it was put in the chatzer ha-chitzayna. However, had it been put in the chatzer apnimis, then the halacha would not have been true. We'll see what this all means. So, Tanya namihachi nasme eruvin bechitzayno. If the eruv was put bechitzayno, the shachach echad, and somebody forgot bemen achitzayno bemen apnimis v'lo irev shteyem asureis, they're both going to be us. This is another example of where a brisa explains a little bit more. Just one knech that's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said makam echad. What does makam echad mean? Makam amiyuchad l'shem. The brisa is mefurish. The brisa says that if the eruv was bechitzayno, and then somebody forgot, it doesn't matter who forgot, the halach is, it's going to be awesome. The brisa continues, and this is certainly not in the Mishnah. What would be if the Eruv was put in the chatzer apnimis? If somebody in the inner chatzer forgot he didn't make an Eruv, shtei masuris, the both could be awesome. If somebody in the outer chatzer forgot he wasn't mishatav in the Eruv, again, shtei masuris. Again, everything is going to be awesome. Divrei Akiva. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter whether the Eruv was put in the outer chatzer or was put in the inner chatzer, even though the Mishnah said, makam echad, makam amiyuchad, but Rabbi Akiva, this is Lav Dafka. According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter if it was in the inner chatzer or the outer chatzer. Either way, if one person did not contribute, it knocks everything up. Chachamim oimrim, the chachamim hold, bizu, in this case, pnimis muteres, vechitzoyna asura. In the event that the Erev was put in the inner chatzer, and the person that forgot was min hachitzoyna. So the halacha is, the people living in the pnimis are going to be allowed to carry, and the people living outside of the chatzar are not going to be able to carry. The question is why? What's the svara? Meaning there's a chilek where the Erev was, A, and B, who forgot to be mishtatav. We're talking about two chatzeres, zulif nemizu, they made an Erev so that they could be one happy chatzar. Good. One person forgot. Said the Mishnah, if one person forgot, if the Erev was b'makom echad, which is an interesting lashon, doesn't matter who forgot, halacha is shtei masuris, everything is going to be an issue. So the Braisa explained, what's the makom echad? It was in the chatzar achitzayin. Clearly implying that if it was in the chatzar pnimis, something would be different. Mar said, yeah,
It's a machloket Rav Akiva and Chacham. I mean, not everybody thinks it's different. Rav Akiva says it's all the same. But Chacham hold it's different. Where does it manifest the difference? If it was in the Chatzar HaPnimius. And the person that forgot lived in the Chatzar HaChitzayna, that's where it's different. Over there, the halacha is, Pnimius is going to be Muteres. The person that forgot was from the Chitzayna, that's the Chitzayna's problem. But the Chatzar HaPnimius is going to be okay. Now the Gemara from here until the two dots is going to explain the sheet of the Chachamim, and the Gemara is going to chazer over some of the Yesoidos and some of the Cheshvin that we had not so long ago in the Gemara, Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis and Daf Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. Gevaldik. Zok the Gemara, Mayishno the Rabbanon, the Amri Pnimis Muteres. What's Pshan in the Rabbanon? Why did the Rabbanon hold it in the event that Erev was put in the Chatzar HaPnimis and the person that forgot lived in the Chatzar HaChitzayna? So for the Pnimis, everything is going to be okay. Mishum, the reason is, Da Achada Dasha Umishdamsha. You know why? Because the people living in the Chatzar HaPnimi can just close their doors and tell the Chatzar HaChitzayna, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. We tried making this work. Clearly, it didn't work. So there was one guy in your Chatzar that's a batlin. He needs to be a batlin now, actually, be mefatl. But he's the problem, so like, we don't need to deal with him. And that's your headache. But as it relates to us, you know, we're going to close our door. Now, why wouldn't you be able to do this, just to speak this out in real time? Why wouldn't you be able to do this if the Erev was in the Chatzar HaChitzayna? Because you close your doors, then you don't have an Erev. So that's going to be a problem. This works when the Erev is in the Chatzar HaPnimi. So that's Pashup Shana and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon said, listen, we have the Erev. It's on our turf. We can close you out, and we don't need you. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Namit Yachadosh with the Shamish. Why is Rabbi Kiva not hold this way? On Malay, so the Gemara says, you want to know where Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that? Because Rabbi Kiva holds Erev Margila. He holds that you can't close these people out anymore. You already agreed to make an Erev. Once you came together and you made an Erev, it's too late. That's very nice. You know, technically, the Erev is in your Rishon, so you want to lock them out. But at this point, you can't lock them out anymore. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon, Nami, Erev, Margila. And according to Rabbanon, right, why don't you say the same Svara? Why do Rabbanon hold that you couldn't lock them out? The Amros, the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because they could say, L'tkuni shitavtich v'loy lavusi. When we agreed to become partners, to get together, we did it to benefit ourselves. We did it so instead of us only being able to carry in our chatzar, we'll be able to carry in your chatzar. It was all for the upside. We never accepted the downside. We were agreeable to do this with you in the event it was going to help us. But to the extent that it's not helping us, then we're not interested. Rabbi Kiva, nami temo that kuni shitavtich v'loy lavusi. And according to Rabbi Kiva, why don't you say the same svara? So the Gemara says, the amra lo. You know Rabbi Kiva didn't hold it as svara? Because Rabbi Kiva says, I didn't mess you up. Mivatlin alach rishusi. I messed you up. You could always do bittul, right? That's always plan B. Just because somebody forgot doesn't mean you can't do bittul. So just do bittul. Okay, virabana. The Rabbanon hold you can't do bittul. Tomorrow says, yeah, ain't bittul rishus michatzel lechatzer. You can't be mevatul rishus michatzel lechatzer. There's a chiddush of bittul, but that only works for your own chatzer. If for somebody else's chatzer, there's no such thing. So the Gemara says, okay, so one second. If we stop for a second, what does it sound like? It sounds like the Rabbanon held you can close the door, and I have the Erev in my rishos. Everybody in my chatzer remembered, so we're okay. We agreed to be shutvim. Yeah, but lutkuni shitavtich v'loy lavusi, and as a result, it's bottle. Rabbi Kiva says, I agree with everything you just said, but I disagree with one nekuda. Where's the lavusi? Where did I mess you up? I could always be mevatel my rishos. So what does it sound like? It sounds like it comes down to, could you be mevatel or could you not be mevatel? You could always be mevatel in Erevin. Oh, no, but it's mirishos l'shos. It's mechatzel l'chatzer. Maybe ain't bitul rishos mechatzel l'chatzer. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva holds yesh bitul rishos mechatzel l'chatzer. And the Rabbanon holds ain't bitul rishos mechatzel l'chatzer. Now we know from earlier in the parak that it was really a machlokes hamayirayim. It was a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So zok digemaro leimah Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan v'puk the Rabbanon Rabbi Akiva kamiflagi. After all this, is that true? Does it come out that the machlokes Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan is really a machlokes Tanan? The Shmuel, the Amik Rabbi Shmuel, that said ain't bitul rishos mechatzel l'chatzer, it's going to hold like the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan Amik Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan like Rabbi Akiva. On the Shmuel says no, dami afilu Rabbi Akiva. I go even according to Rabbi Akiva. Adkan like Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva says halacha, elav shtei chatzeres uluf nemizu. He said his halacha when there were two chatzeres and one was within the other, meaning in our Mishnah / Braisa, the asra na adadi where they asr each other. These are not stam two chatzeres. These are two chatzeres that need each other. Befrat Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. So these are two chatzeres that need each other. Two chatzeres that need each other. That's like one chatzer. When do we say ein bitul rishos michatzel l'chatzer? We don't need each other. So we don't need each other. I'll do my thing. You do your thing. You want me to use bitul to help your chatzer?
But when the two chatzeres are treated like one in Erevin, where they answer each other, so there it's different. This is where Rabbi Akiva said his lacha. By the way, if you remember the sugya earlier in the parak, it was mefurish that Shmuel said that even though I hold ein bittel reshus mechatzel lechatzer, but shtei chatzeres ulef nemizu, it's going to be different. Why? Because being that they're oiser and they're ma'arev, so the halach is you could also be mamato. But Abel Hasim over there, Mika Asr na Adadiv, Rabbi Yechon will tell you the same thing. Rabbi Yechon was the one that says, over here it's coming out that according to the Chachamim, it sounds like Ein Bittul Rishus. So it's Rabbi Yochanan only like Rabbi Akiva, not like the Chachamim. So he said, no, the Amri Afilu Rabbanon, Adkan Rabbanon, Rabbanon Hacha. The Rabbanon said their Allah over here, the Amri Lei, Adam Avatlusli Ka Asris Allah. Abel Hasami Ka Asris Allah. What was Rabbi Akiva's Taina? Rabbi Akiva's saying that why could the people in the inner Chatzar Taina to the people in the outer Chatzar, you're messing me up. I'm not messing you up, I could be Mavatl. You know what the Chachamim held? But right now, you weren't Mavatl yet. This second, every year, the meat is running. Every second that passes, we're having a conversation right now, you already messed me up. So you know what? You want to be Mavatl? Until you're going to get around to doing your Bittl, you will have messed me up already. I'm not interested. Lock the door. We'll talk about this next week. That's the Taino. The point is, what comes out is that we have a Machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in this case, and really what it boils down to is in the event that there was Shtei Chatzeres Ulef Nemizu, and they made an Erev together, and one person forgot to be Ma'ariv, what did the Mishnah say? It doesn't matter who that person was, everybody gets messed up. But the Gemara clarified, and the Braisa was Marchiv in it, and said that that's only true, that everybody would agree with that if the Erev was placed in the Chatzar Achitzayna. If the Erev was placed in the Chatzar Apanimis, then it's not so posh. Then it's a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference. According to Chachamim, it is going to be different. What would be the svar that it should be different? The svar is because the people in the Chatzar Pnimis could say, listen, we're good because everybody was mishtatif in the Erev. We have the Erev by us. We can technically lock you out because we don't really need you. We can just close the door. The fact that we agreed to be viewed as one chatzar, that was only litkunishit taftich v'loy lavusi, and as a result, we can go ahead and we can do our own thing. Why does Rabbi Akiva hold not that way? So the Gemara says it could be for one or two reasons. Lamaskana. Either it's because, no, the reason Rabbi Akiva holds not that way is because Rabbi Akiva holds, you could always be mevatel yirushos. I mean that you could always be mevatel yirushos, I didn't mess you up. You're assuming I messed you up because I wasn't mishtatav in the Erev. Well, I could always be Mavatl, and as long as I'm Mavatl, so I didn't mess you up. So it doesn't give you a right to just lock me out, wait for me to do Bittl. Once we do Bittl, then everything's going to be good again, and there's no reason for us to be knocked out of this. But the point is being that you could do Bittl. Why the Rabbanon hold that's not a good taina? So they're ready, the Gemara said, one of two reasons. Either it's because maybe the Rabbanon hold ain't Bittl Rishos, Mechatzel Lechatzel. Another potential reason would be, is simply because they can taina. It's very nice, you could do Bittl, but aber Bizenkrechman, till you do Bittl, and the Mevatlusli Kasris Aloy. And it's for that reason we have a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Exhale. So we didn't quite finish Perek Hadar. We'll do that Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow. But just one ha'ara, one raid bite, a little bit halacha, a little bit agada, a tiny bit of machshava, a little bit above our pay grade, as it relates to some of the sugyas that we learned about in Perek Hadar. So one of the topics in Perek Hadar, you think, was a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya. How is he treated as it relates to the laws of Erevin? The Rambam, in the end of the second Perek of Hilchas Erevin, says as follows. Yisrael shehu Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya. A Yid that's a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya. Oishu Eved Avodah Zarah. Or he's an Eved Avodah Zarah, also known as a Mummer. Harehu Kegoy L'chol Dvarav. He has a din as a Goy L'chol Dvarav as it relates to Hilchas Erevin. The Ein Ma'ariv Nivai, says the Rambam. Being that he has a din of a goy, he can't be mishtatav in an Erev. A goy can't be mishtatav in an Erev. The Ein Mevatel Rishos. Additionally, he can't be Mevatel Rishos either. Why not? Because he has a din of a goy. A goy can't be Mevatel Rishos. Ella, what do you have to do if you live in a chatzah together with a yid that's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesya? Soichrim nimenu kugoy. What you have to do is you have to rent his rishos, just like the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Hadar, and that was really the first chelik of the Perek. It talks about that if there's a goy living together with a yid, the only way around is to rent his rishos. So says the Rambam, Yisroel shu mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, oishu oibed avay dezora, hareyu kugoy l'chol devorov. And then the Rambam gives examples. Ema arvinimoy, rather, what you have to do is, you would have to do a schiras atom.
Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva, and this is one of the tshuvas hachadoshos. So if you have the Machon Hamar edition of Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, it's in the fourth volume, and it's Simen Lamed Ches. So Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva was asked the following shaila: what would be if somebody lives in a chatzah together with a Yisrael mumer? He lives in a chatzah together with a Yisrael that's a Mechal Shabbos Befarhasya. Does he have to make an Erev, or does he not have to make an Erev? What was the shaila? The shaila was, because the Rambam Paskins, based on the sugya and Daf Samech Tes, that a Yisrael mumer, that's a Mechal Shabbos Befarhasya, or Yisrael Bet Avodah Zarah, Hareyu Kegoy L'chol Dvarav. We know that although the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Adar that if a Yid lives together with a Goy, he needs to rent the Rishus of the Goy in order for him to be able to make an Erev, but that's only if there's at least two Goyim that live there. If there's only one Goy that lives there, now the truth is, it was a Machloikis Reb Meir and Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. But we paskin like Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Number one, because Reb Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel in the beginning of Perek Adar, Halachak Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, and besides, Kol Makim Shoshana, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Mishnasai, Halacha Kenoisai, right? Mishnasai, Shor Lezer ben Yaakov, is Kavanaki. We always pass like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So we pass with Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov that one guy doesn't have the ability to ask for a yet. Two goyim yet. One guy not. So somebody asked Rabbi Kiveger a shayla. He wanted to know what would be if you have a yid that's a Michal Shabbos Farhesia. He was living together with a yid. The question is, does he have to make an Erev, or does he not have to make an Erev? If he has a din of a guy, that yesh loymar, he shouldn't have to make it. What was the shaila? The shaila was that maybe the only time a yid that's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesi has a din of a guy, that's only l'chumra. It's l'chumra to say that he can't be mishtatav in the Erev. It's l'chumra to say that he can't even be mevatel as rishos. But l'kula to tell me that as a yid, as geborin geborin a yid, and he could be living in a chatzim at daf nishmachin eruvei chatzeres, l'kula? Maybe not. Maybe it's l'chumra that we say he has a din of a goy, but not l'kula. This is the shaila that was posed to Reb Kiveger. So Reb Kiveger wrote a whole tshuva, but one of Reb Kiveger's marim mekoymes is, he said, I think I have a mefurish araya from a maram in Rotenburg. So there's a very important rush in Perek Adar, it's Simen Yud Gimel, where the rush brings a psak from the Maram in Rutenberg in the sugyas of Perek Adar. The Rosh argues with the Maram in Rutenberg. They argue on a lot of points, a lot of very important halacha and lamdas as it relates to Perek Adar is tucked away in Simen Yud Gimel in the Rosh of Perek Adar. But one of the things that the Rosh brings from the Maram in Rutenberg is that the Maram in Rutenberg said that L'chayritz Pashit, that even though you find in the Gemara, it's a Mishnah, that Adar, if somebody lives together with a guy, the halacha is he can rent the rishus of the guy, you could do Tzchiras Akum. That's Pashat, that Tzchiras Akum only works for a guy. But Tzchiras Akum doesn't work for a yid. Meaning, what would be if you have a yid that lives in a chatzar, doesn't want to be Mishdatav in the Erev, doesn't want to do Bittel either? Can you do Tzchiras Akum with a yid? Or could you not do Schiris Akmuriyat? So the Maram in Rutenberg said, it's Pashat. The institution of Schiris was a Chiddush. The Rabbanim were Mechadish it for a guy. It was Shema Yilma Mimaisab. There was a whole Cheshbon why they did it. But the point is that it doesn't work for a Yid. So if a Yid says that in lieu of being Mishtatav to the Erev, in lieu of me being Mevatel my Rishus, instead what I'm willing to do is I'll let you draw up a lease and go ahead and rent my property for me, it doesn't work. Avad the Schiris was only instituted for a guy, not for a yid. That's what the Maram in Rotenberg said. Says the Rosh, Umashe Kosav. This that the Maram in Rotenberg said, Dem Enoi Kenachri, Dem Evato Rishu, Dem Enoi Kenachri, Dem Evato Rishu, Svein Tzaychri Menu, Halas, the Israel, Shalai Ratzel, Levato, Elo Liskar, Tzaychri Menu. Says Rosh, I disagree. I think that once the Chachamim instituted something called Schiris, it worked for a guy. Why shouldn't it work for a yid? Avad is going to work for a yid. In other words, we have a Machlaikis Rishonim. The Maran in Rutenberg and his Talmud Luvik Darash. Whether or not you could do Schiris Akum with Yisrael. Could you do Schiris with a Yid? Schiris was instituted for the guy, Shemel Yomim, Maisov, Kshafim, etc., etc. But it could be once a Chamim instituted it, at this point it works. It's a bona fide way of addressing a Ruvik Hatzeris. So even though it was instituted for the guy, Avad is going to work for the Yid as well. That's what the Rosh said. Ram Rutenberg said no. Ram Rutenberg said a Yid can be Ma'arvi, can be Mevatel. But a Yid is not going to be able to do Schiris. Said Rabbi Kiveger. Half of a fell. The Rambam, when he brings the halacha that says Yisrael shehu mechal Shabbos befarhesio, oishu oivet avay dazar reiv kugoy lechol dvarav says ve'im arvin imoy ve'im evatul reshus el esleichem imenu kugoy, and that's pashat. You could do schiras akum with a guy. Now, if you're going to tell me that only a guy could do schiras, but a yid cannot do schiras, it comes out that we're treating the Yisrael mummer, the Yisrael that's mechal Shabbos befarhesio, as a guy even lekula. Because a Yid cannot do Schirus, and a guy can't do Schirus. Don't say, Bishleim, like the Rosh, that everybody could do Schirus. So the fact that the halacha is that a Yisrael Mumar can do Schirus is not kind kula in the fact that it has din of a guy. Because if it had a din of a Yid, he would also be able to do Schirus. Everybody could do Schirus. So Faker, it's only Luchumra. Eim Arvin, Eim Avatlan, Schirus, a guy could do, a Yid could do, Savadi. Yisrael Mumar is like, not arrogant than a guy. Savadi would be able to do it as well. But if you're going to tell me that Schirus was only instituted, like the Maram Rundberg said, it was only instituted for a guy, but a Yid's not allowed to do Schirus, that means in the parsha of Eruve Chatzeres klape a goy, so da kul is a so da chumris. So da chumris ema arvim ve ema vatlin. So da kul oichet, soichrin. And that kula is mefurish in the sugyas, the Rambam says it, but it's pasha. It's halach ha-psuka. It works for Yisrael Mumar as well. If that's the case, zoysay meres, klape hilchas erev in zokrab kive eger. It's mefur from the Maram in Ruttenberg, that not only does a Yisrael Mumar have a din of a goy, le Chumra, but he has din of a guy l'kula as well. If he has a din of a guy l'kula as well, so Rabbi Kivega said it should come out in Cheshbon. He said it should come out in Cheshbon that if you have one guy living together with one, or one Yisrael Mumar living together with one Yid, that the halach is he shouldn't have to make an Erev. Why? Because he has a din of a guy. If he has a din of a guy, we pass it like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, only if this too. What are you going to tell me? No, it's only l'chumra, it's not l'kula, it's not true. Schirus teichiach. Schirus is eichet akula, and you see that you could do schirus. So like the Rosh, you have no right. Oh, but like the Maram in Rutenberg. Maram in Rutenberg held that way. So he said it's mevur in the Maram in Rutenberg that this din that Yisrael Mumar has a din of a guy in Hilchas Erevin is not only true lechumra, it's true also lekula. So Rabbi Kivager said the Lanias Daiti, what comes out from this Maran in Rutenberg, he brings other rais as well, is that the halacha should be that if there's one Yid living together with one Yisrael Mumar, the halacha is he will not have the ability to aser his rishos. We give him the din of a guy, even lekula. Stating that, Rabbi Kivager is a goyis in Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Shin Pei Hei, that's where all these halachas are discussed. So he brings that he saw it, the Chidushe Even HaOizer, Kosav, that even though Yisrael Mumar has a din of a goy, as it relates to all these halachas, Mikomokim Lahachmer Dinoi Ki Yisrael. That if there was a yachid living together with a mummer, the halach is he's going to aser. What do you mean? If he has a din of a guy, it should be mekel. So the Avinoizer said it's only lekula. It's not going to be lechumra. I saw in the Karban Asanel right here on the bottom of the Rosh. So the Karban Asanel brings from the Shailos Hatshuvas Yad Eliyo, who said the same exact thing, like the Avinoizer. And that is that it's only lechumra that we say that Yisrael mummer has a din of a guy, but lekula he doesn't have a din of a guy. In other words, we have a big time machloikis achroinim. Kivega comes out in the tshuva sachadoshos in chelik dalit simin lamed ches based on his gewaldige raya from the Maram in Rutenberg, and that is that a Yisrael Mumar has a din of a goy not only lechumra but even lekula, just like you do schiras, which is lekula because the Maram in Rutenberg holds that he's not allowed to do schiras. So too it should come out lekula that if there's a yid, one yid living together with the Yisrael Mumar, the halacha would be he wouldn't have to make any erev at all. Sachena, you have the Avinu Oizer, and you have the Shailos Teshuvas Yad Elio that the Karban Asanel brings, and from them it comes out that Talach is going to be, it's only Lechumra, it's also going to be Lechula. So just to digress for one moment, and then we'll come back full circle. And that is Rav David Yoel Weiss in his Megadim Chadashim, right in the beginning of Perek Hadar. So this is right in the beginning of Perek Hadar, Daf Samech Beis Amid Aleph. So he comments on the Gemara that says diras oivdei koychavim lo yishmadir. So he says atam lozeh bepnimiyas advarim ayim asher kosav levayr bebeisa oitzem mareches aleph klal yod dalet. So I looked it up, and this is what Rabbi Yosef Engel in his beisa oitzer mareches aleph klal yod dalet says. He's makdim. He brings that the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Yad Eliyahu said, the Gemara says, Kol ha-kevei ha-mokum l'tfilasoi, elikei Avram be'ezra. If someone's kevei ha-mokum l'tfilasoi, he has a special siyata d'shmaya in his davening. What's the nusach of the siyata d'shmaya? Elikei Avram be'ezra. So says the Vilna Gaon, and this is way above my pay grade. This is elishayinoi. Inyan ha-kviyus mokum, the side of kviyus mokum, ki yesh la'odam beiz noshim. Person has two wives. Ha-isha ve-habahis. His wife is his wife. And his house is also his wife. Shehu makim. His bias is his makim. Ki ha'adam ve'ha'isha, a man and a woman, heim dechura. They're both zecharim on some level. The ikur hanukva, the real nekeva, hu ha'makim, is a person's place. V'cheno oretz. The same is true for the oretz. Ki al kein nekras adama. And that's why the oretz is called adama. B'loshe nekeva. Shehi nukfa. It's the nekeva to the person. Al mishkal, says the guy. And you want a mashal to this. Chachma min chacha. Ad kam l'shoynoi hazav ha'kdoshim. Shall have Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon was commenting on a well-known Gemara, Brachas Davav Amibes, called Kadeya Makam Matrilasai, Elakei Avram Be'ezroi, and says the Vilna Gaon, whatever this all means, that a Makam isn't just some superficial thing. I'm punked here. It's not punked. But rather, a person's Makam is like his Zivuk. Ki yesh la'odam beis nashim, ha'isha ve'habayis. A person's Isha is his Isha, and a person's bias on some level is his Isha as well. Ki al kein nekras adama, says the Vilna Gaon. Shehi nukva al mishkal chachma min hachachma, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, that's pashit, that everything that the Vilna Gaon is talking about is soidei hasoidis. This is 100% Torah ha-emes. But he says that the emes is that if you ma'ayin a little bit, he says, if you ma'ayin a little bit, b'chazal, it's clear that with this soid, we could understand al pi pnimiyas haTorah so many mamorei Chazal. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samech Gimel, Kol Adam she'ein lo isha, ein oy Adam. If a person is not married, it's a chisaron in the shleimus of Adam. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Adam ki yakrib mi ken karben, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that someone that's not married wasn't allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Only a married person was allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because a married person is called Adam. Someone that's not, he's a plague goof. There's a chesaron in the shleimus of the toyar Adam for someone that's not married. So says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Loza's memory, Yivamas Daf Samach Gimel, Kol Adam She'ein Loi Isha, Ein Oy Adam. Continues Rabbi Loza, V'chol Adam She'ein Loi Karka, Ein Oy Adam. Person doesn't have karka, Ein Oy Adam. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, you learn this Gemara, it's Mamish Tamua. Person doesn't have an Isha, I hear. He doesn't have karka, Ein Oy Adam. The Teretz is what the Vilna Gaon said. Because the Vilna Gaon said that the relationship that a person has with the Adama is like in a relationship between a man and a woman. So just like if you don't have your Zivuk, you don't have your other half. So you're Einoy Adam because there's a Chesaron in Shleimus. If a person doesn't have Karka, it's a Chesaron in Shleimus as well. Right, the Goyin said Chacham and Chachma. It's like Adam and Adama, right? Adama is Chachma to Adam's Chacham. It's the same thing. That's the Nakuda. Adam, Adama. It's a Zivuk. Chacham, Chachma. But the point is, Kol Adam she'ein lo isha, ein ayada. Kol Adam she'ein lo karka, ein ayada. Says the Gemara says in Masech Tesoit that Beza Menal. Everyone knows this Gemara. Abad Yom Kodim Itziyas Avlad. There's a baskel that says Bas Pliny Leplini, Bayis Pliny Leplini, and Sada Pliny Leplini. He says Bas Pliny Leplini. We understand Bayis Pliny Leplini, Sada Pliny Leplini. You need a baskel 40 days Kodim Itziyas Avlad with the black and Latin number of exactly where this person's gonna live in 50 years from now. Why does that matter? He says the Teretz because there's a zivug. There's a real deep shaykhis between a person and his makom, Adam and Adama. Ki Adam yesh lo shtei nashim. He has an isha and he has his karka. And because it's an isha, so it's move on. Just like Bas Pliny Leplini, so do you have Pius Pliny Leplini, so do you have Sada Pliny Leplini. The Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin, Tafla Medzayin, Golus Mechaperes Chatzi Oven. When a person goes into Golus, it's Mechaperes Chatzi Oven. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, number one, what does this mean? Why should Golus be Mechaper? And he says, number two, Chatzi Oven. Well, it's a funny nusach. Why Chatzi Oven? He says, because when a person is on his home turf, when a person's home sweet home, so a person has his zivug, he's b'shleimus, he's together with his other, with his adama. What happens when he has to travel? So now he goes away from his makom. He goes away from his makom now as a halba mensch. So memelo golus is chaperes chatzi. There's a midah keneged midah over here. You have yisurim now. You're in golus. You're away. But what's the nusach of the Yisurim? The hasnish to andra halb. Oh, you don't have the other half. Golus mechaperes. Golus mechaperes chatzi oven. The Gemara Mishnah says in Yumad HaBezam and Aleph, Beisai, V'chiper badu bad Beisai. What's Beisai? Beisai zu ishtoi. Miyomai le karasi le ishti ishti. Ishti Basi. What's Ishti Basi? What Shaykh? What's Ishti have to do with Basi? There's a Shaykh between Ishti and Basi. Because la adam yesh le ishtei nashim. Esther said Rabbi Yosef Engel was karka oila. Esther was karka oila. I was thinking about Yochel Noyach Isha Adama. Isha Adama. You could be married to the Adama. Right? By Yochel Noyach Isha Adama. He brings, that's Rabbi Yosef Engel, from the Raya Mehemna. It's a really LP side. He says from the Raya Mehemna that we know there's a parsha of Moitzi Shemra. That if somebody's Moitzi Shemra on his wife, said, let me toss you the bit chapsula, right? Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Ksubas Dabez. And he comes in and said, Allah is Va'anchu Oysen Meyo Kesef. So he has to pay 100 Kesef. Says the Raya Mehemna that not every time that a person's Moitzi Shemra al Ishtai does he
have to pay Meir Kesef. He says there was precedent where it was not that way. The Meraglim, they spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. And because they spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael, they were punished, and the Einish was a different Einish. So you see, it's not always Meir. What shaykhis? What do two have to do with each other? This is someone speaking Lashon Hara on his wife, and this is someone speaking Lashon Hara. The Meraglim spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. The Teretz is, Kizkila Adam Yesh Shtei Noshim. A person has two wives, so Isha Vehabayis, and there's some connection, there's some shaykhis between a person's wife and a person's makam. There is some tzad ashofa. And as a result, you would think there'd be some shaykhis in the world of Maitzi Shemra. Right, this is a better appreciation that the Meraglim were punished because they spoke Lashon Hara al Eitzim Vavonim. They spoke Lashon Hara Eitzim Vavonim. What's the terrible punishment, Eitzim Vavonim? Because there's a zivug, especially Eretz Yisrael's Dachta Bashet of the Yidden. So this is the zivug. This is mamish the parish of Maitzi Shemra. That's what the Rai Mehem is saying. This is Ksubas Dabes. What's the Meraglim have to do with Ksubas Dabes? Days. No, this is what it was. You come with tainus Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. You're being Moitzi Shemra on Eretz Yisrael. You're being Moitzi Shemra on a Zivog. It's not a superficial land. That's certainly not Eretz Yisrael. But either way, that's what the Yisrael says. I have one more raya. I'm mentioning them all out of order. But he says, I have one more raya. It's Dag Gemara, and this is Hafla Vafela. In Erevin, Daf Samach Bezom and Aleph. The Gemara says that in Hilchas Erevin, if two Yidden live together, the halach is they have to make a Ruvah Chatzeres. If they don't make a Ruvah Chatzeres, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because two Yidden have the ability to answer each other. You have two Jews living together in the same Chatzer, you have to make a Ruvah Chatzeres. But what if you have a guy? The guy doesn't answer. The guy doesn't answer. Why? Because Diras over Koychavim is Loishma Dira. The Dira of a non-Jew hates Nishkain Dira. And because it's not a Dira, it doesn't answer. Now, the Chachamim will worry Shema Yomim Maisa. So the Chachamim said, not only does he cook, cause problems, but it causes real problems. You can't even make and be mishlatav him in the Erev. You can't even be mavati. You have to do schiris. He's going to think you're involved in kishuf, and you're going to end up having to move. But the point is, dir is over kachavim loishma dir. Said Rabbi Yechizlenko, what's the pshat? Why is dir is over kachavim loishma dir? So he says, I'll pee the Vilna guy, and you can understand the pnimiyas or inyan. The Pnimiyus HaInyan is because the relationship, the yisoid of dira, what connects a person to his land is that he's Adam, and the land that he lives on is Adama. And that's the Zivok. It's the relationship between Adam the Zachar and Adama the Nekeva. See, he says, Atem Kruyim Adam. Ve'ein Oiv Nekechavim Kruyim Adam. So if the Oiv Nekechavim are not called Adam, then the land that they live on is not Adama. They don't have the Adam-Adama relationship. Why? Because Atem Kruyim Adam. Ve'ein Oiv Nekechavim Kruyim Adam. Dvarim Niflam for Rabbi Yosef Engel, whose yardside it was this week. But schusa yogana later. But this is in Beis Ha'Oitzer. It's in Mareches Aleph, and it's Klal Yud Dalet. Half of a fell. Either way, so I was just thinking, just to put it all together. So we have a shayla. Reb Kiveger and a Chuv, and the Evan Oiz and the Kramer Nassano brings from the shayla to Chuv is Yad Eliyo, and that is what would be if you have a yid that's a mechal Shabbos before Hesin, and he lives together with another yid, and he's one yid. Does he aser? Does he not aser? Mitzad Echon is the chayid, and a yid asers. Two Yidden, two Jews live together, they have to make a Ruvich Hatzeres. But Mitzad Sheni Yisrael, Shum Mechal Shabbos, Farhesu, Yerjo Eved Abay Dezorah, Hareu Kegoy Lechal Dvarav. The halacha is that he has a din of a guy. So what was the shayla? This that he has a din of a guy, that's only Lechumra. It's Lechumra that Eim Arvin Imoy, Eim Evatel Rishos. But Lekula, to say that he doesn't have the ability to Aser, nah. Or maybe no, maybe Lekula as well. If you break down the shayla to its essence, to its core, what's really the question? The Dira of a Yisrael Mumer, is it Shema Dira or is it Loi Shema Dira? Dira is over Kechavim is Loi Shema Dira. That's why if there's one guy who doesn't answer. What about the Dira of Yisrael Mumer? Is it Shema Dira or is it Loi Shema Dira? Do we say that this Yid is Nechshav like a guy? That his Dira is like a Dira's Akum that's Loi Shema Dira? Or do we not say it's Nechshav like a guy? So it's Pasha what the Tzurshtel is. We know the Ramah, we speak this out all the time. As recently as yesterday. The Ramah, 2 days ago. The Ramah says in Hilchas Avelus, in your day of Simon Shinayim days, that even though there's a whole Shiloh, whether Kivra Yakim are Metama Ba'oil, they're not Metama Ba'oil, or the Kivra of Yisrael Mumer is Metama Ba'oil, the Makar to it is a Chuvas HaRajba. And the Rajba said, what's the reason? Because why is it that Oiv the Kachamim are not Metama Ba'oil? Because the Pasuk says, Adam Kiyamus Ba'oil. Atem Kruyim Adam, the Eina Oiv the Kachamim Kruyim Adam. So he says, by the Oiv the Kachamim, they're not called Adam. He says, but you could have a yid that falls to the lowest of the low. He could be in the shire, whatever. But he's always going to be called an Adam. You know why? Because we pass like Rav Meir in Kedushin Lamed Vav. That Ben Kachu Ben Kachriyim Banim. And if a yid is called a Ben, a yid is called an Adam. That means yidin are always called Adam. If yidin are always called Adam, says the Rajba, and it's Kapaskin in the Ramah, in Shinayim Beis. That's why the yid is always Metama. Because what's a Tolian? Adam. Oh, if it's Tolian Adam, A yid can have all the dinim of a guy, but klapi Adam, he's always going to be called Adam. If the yisoid of diras akum loishma dira in the world of pnimiyas atayra is about Adam, because atim kruyim Adam, aim rabbi kachavim kruyim Adam, then male they don't have the relationship of Adam and Adama. Then male the diras loishma dira doesn't have the ability to impact the Torah. If that's the reason Yisrael Mumer is called an Adam, and if Yisrael Mumer is called an Adam, so it would come out in cheshbin. Based on the Pnimius HaTorah, the little insight that we have to the rest of the story, what goes on behind the scenes, as from Rabbi Yosef Engel, it should come out b'chayra, that the dira of a Yisrael Mumer is Shema Dira, and if it's Shema Dira, he would have the ability to aser, like the Eben Oizer that Rabbi Kiva Eger brings, and the Adaliyot that the Karbon HaSanel brings. Either way, we'll stop on that note.